With great pleasure, I'd like to introduce a brother to a Hask camper. Please say hello to Mikey Butler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm up here tonight because of my brother, Uri. Hi, Uri! Uri is autistic. Autistic kids live in a different world than the rest of us. They don't make eye contact. They don't communicate. They don't display affection. They're frequently retarded. Lots of times they're violent. They can be really hard to live with. Hard on parents, hard on brothers and sisters. It can sometimes be very lonely to have a disease or a problem, or to live with someone who does. You feel like no one knows what you have to put up with. That's because no one really does. For a long time, living with my brother Uri was difficult. Difficult for my parents, difficult for the other four kids in my family. He would wake up in the middle of the night and decide there were potato chips in the house and destroy the entire house looking for potato chips that weren't there. Or he would open locks on the front door, wander out, and sit on the street. And he could be violent. For a very long time, living with Uri was scary. But that was before he started going to Camp Hask. And at Camp Hask, with the teachers and counselors working on him night and day, with the constant care and attention and fun and friends, my brother Uri has become a different person. He's not ready to pilot jets yet, but my brother Uri has become the happiest person in the world. Where he was afraid, he has become confident. Where he was shy, he has become almost friendly. Where he was once violent, he's now like a cuddly teddy bear. Well, actually, he still does bite, but only if he really loves you. And he's developed a personality, a happy personality, that even in the dead of winter focuses on Camp Hask and its people, who write and call and actually visit us in Pittsburgh, 400 miles away, all through the year. So that now, when he gets up in the middle of the night, Uri watches his videotapes of Hask concerts over and over and over again. Of course, that can be a problem too, because he likes to sing along with the tape. And his singing is loud, very loud. And Uri doesn't sound much like Mordechai Ben David. In my brother Uri's head, tonight's concert is part of Camp Hask. A.B. Ruttenberg, Mordechai Ben David, and Yisrael Lam are part of Camp Hask. And tonight, for Uri and the other kids of Camp Hask, because you put your hand in your pocket and came here tonight, you are also part of the special magic of Hask. The magic of a concert in the wintertime and a camp in the summertime. A magic that can change the life of anyone who becomes a part of it. A camper, counselor, concert goer, even brother. And like the Chafetz Chaim says, we all have to do the best we can with what we have because, well, because you never know. Thank you very much for coming tonight.